And that does bring us to the end of our November 2023 commission meeting agenda. At this time, we do open it up, solicitation of agenda items. Should any commissioners like to have something brought forward during our next upcoming meetings? Any items that commissioners would like to bring forward? Now's your time. You can certainly share your thoughts.
All right, Madam Chairman, Secretary Roebling, and fellow commissioners, and the two directors. Just want to bring up something, because we're only 14 months away from something. Does anybody know what it is? How about Director Van Meteren? Could you tell us what we've got coming up in 2026? Let me just say it. We have the semi-quincentennial, which is our 250th anniversary of the United States of America. And I think it's something that we should really take a look at, not to give away my age, but I was around for the bicentennial, and the Game Fish and Parks did a lot of things, the Department of Tourism did a lot of things, and South Dakota had more than one thing to bring people here. Other than Mount Rushmore, we had a lot of cool things. Just to throw out some ideas, kind of bring a call to action for the staff, I think we should really look at it. We have some great state parks, we love fireworks, and I think we should get ahead of the game in a lot of things. But shoulder season events, fill in those parks as we look at the charts. Having some fall things with some fireworks, doing some hunting things, whatever. And by the way, there is an easy name to call it. The other name, I had to look it up, is called the Sestercentennial, but the real easy one is the Quarter Millennium. Everybody can remember that one. But it's actually, it is a big thing, and I think that Secretary Roebling would be advised to get in touch with fellow Secretary Hagan, and maybe even Roberts and a few others, and I think we should really do something. I think it's got some potential to bring people to South Dakota in more than just July 4th. So, just an idea.
Commissioner Cole, through the chair.
Yes.
Nick Harrington, Communications Manager, and I am happy to report that I actually sit on a committee. It is called America 250, and I believe we have been meeting for about a year now, actually. We meet every quarter, and it includes everyone that you spoke of and more. It's through education, it's through the, I might get these wrong, but the Cultural Historical Society, visiting with tribal relations, tourism, game, fish, and parks. We have all been working collaboratively. I don't want to steal too much thunder from that committee in that terms, but we have been working on this for the last year, and I'm happy to sit on that committee and have things pretty ready to rock for 2026.
Awesome. Thanks for that. I want to make sure we do whatever we do, and it looks like our secretary is really on top of things, so awesome. And I think, Director Van Meteren, could you just mention it to us? Can you say it? Quarter millennium.
Good job. Thank you, Commissioner Cole. Very, very good. Secretary Roebling, any final thoughts before we adjourn?
Madam Chair, no, thank you, and thank you, Commissioners. Yes. It is, again, my favorite time of year, and we are in November now. It's crazy how fast the fall seems to be going. But I just want to urge everybody to take your family and friends out hunting and out enjoying the outdoors. Fishing's been really, really good, actually, on the Missouri River. The fall bite is definitely there. Like Tom said, pheasant hunting has been spectacular. I know my dog would sure like to take her out even more, so I'm sure yours as well would like that same thing. So take those furry family pets out hunting as well. And, it's been definitely a great fall so far. I mean, it's just been great to see the fall weather. This weekend's going to be perfect. And we're definitely looking forward to, you know, making sure folks are recreating responsibly and having a good time while doing it. Serve, Connect, Manage, Tom talked about that. And this is a great time to showcase South Dakota in serving the public and connecting people and families to the outdoors. So deer seasons are around the corner, and harvest is about getting completed in a lot of areas, so we're expecting a very good deer season. West River opener here, Black Hills already opened on November 1st, so just yesterday, and yes, November is deer season month. It's no shave November for a lot of the deer hunters out there, so that's what they call it. But anyway, it's a great time of year, folks, and I just want to encourage everybody to get outdoors. Introduce some new folks to the outdoors, and have a great, great fall. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Our next meeting will take place December 7th and 8th. will be in Pierre, and I'm looking at Liz. Is that at the Matthews Training Center in Pierre? No. At the Americ Inn in Fort Pierre? Fort Pierre. December 7th and 8th, so we look forward to seeing and hearing from everybody then. With that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Moved by Locken, seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye. Aye. Those opposed, we are adjourned.
If this service is of value to you, or you have comments on how to make it better, email us. The address is dakotacast@sdpb.org. Or find our phone numbers and mailing address on our webpage at sdpb.org.